It's a clear morning in Lovelock, Nevada, a small desert town about 90 miles northeast of Reno. It's also home to the Lovelock Paiute tribe, which has a 20-acre reservation on the edge of town. I'm at a tree-shaded park, where the tribe is hosting its annual health fair. There's live music, jewelry vendors, information booths, and food trucks. There's also a vehicle that looks like a large blue and white motorhome, idling on the edge of the park. But inside are two patient rooms and a center lab with a blood draw station. It's a mobile health clinic brought here by the Fallon Paiute Shoshone tribe, located about an hour away. Gabriel Bourne just stepped out of the vehicle.
Having access to this, I was able to get some shots I needed and, you know, that I should probably had a long time ago, but didn't get.
Time and travel are the biggest barriers, he says. Bourne's a Fallon Paiute Shoshone member, but he lives in Lovelock, so seeing a physician in Fallon is a two-hour round trip. So when Bourne, who hadn't been to the doctor in more than a year, realized he was steps away from a mobile clinic, he took full advantage.
I'm able to get my eye appointment, which I've needed glasses for a while, along with some cancer screening setups and follow-up with the doctor to see labs and everything else.
Accessing quality health care has long been an issue for tribal nations, especially in rural areas. The Federal Indian Health Service has less than 100 hospitals and medical clinics nationwide, all to serve about 2.8 million American Indians and Alaska Natives. And most facilities suffer chronic staffing shortages. Some of the highest vacancy rates have been felt by the Navajo Nation, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Phoenix, Arizona, and Billings, Montana. John Pichon is the director of the Fallon Tribal Health Center, which runs the mobile clinic here at this fair. He says the lack of access was amplified 5 years ago during the COVID-19 pandemic.
A lot of healthcare facilities were being shut down, and with all the services being closed, we needed something to go out to the communities.
For National Native News, I'm Caleb Radel.